Welcome to the after show at warm1013.com. If you like what you hear, share it with your friends. Just let them know the, give them the link. If you don't like it, keep your mouth shut. We will start with, I promised you that I will tell you in a few moments, the government of the Netherlands will pay for something which I think is amazing that they'll pay for certain people. and we'll get to it in a couple moments. For your husband, Christy.
Yes.
He's a big, he likes Bigfoot.
Oh, he loves it. There's so much of that on my DVR. I'm like, dude, just stop watching it.
Is Bigfoot and Sasquatch the same thing?
Yes.
Yeah, okay. Same thing.
Okay.
Does your fiance too, Nikki? Does
he have a fascination with Sasquatch?
Yes.
No, he just claims to see him all the time.
Oh.
Okay. I mean, he's joking.
Right.
There's a new documentary series. It's going to premiere on Hulu today called Sasquatch. That looks into whether Bigfoot killed three marijuana farmers in California.
Oh, my goodness.
Now, I just want to say...
It's really the Mexican cartel. I mean, do we really need to investigate
That's
this?
What I'm thinking, number one. Number two...
Right?
If you're growing marijuana, you're probably smoking marijuana, so you're seeing things. So just give it up. It's not Bigfoot, okay? Here's the thing. As much as I want to believe in aliens, and I do, okay. I really want to believe that. I mean, I know that there are other worlds out there, because there has to be. There's trillions of stars and planets and stuff. Mm-hmm. So, you know, they're out there. Can they get here? I mean, let's put it to you this way. The nearest planet to us that could maybe hold life is a couple hundred light years away. 1 light year is 6 trillion miles.
Oh, they can do that. That's just like 3-hour drive, Tony.
Yeah, right.
It's no
so,
problem.
As much as I'd love to believe that they've come and visited us, if they have the technology to get here, they got the technology to land.
Right.
Okay? And if you could land, you're going to land at the Kremlin or the White House. Okay? You're going to say, hey, we're here. Get used to it, but they haven't yet, and I don't know what they're waiting for. I really do hope they do. I mean, I got to guess that they wouldn't want to eat us, but I may be wrong.
You may be very wrong, Tony. We may be delicious.
We might be, but, you know, I'm thinking if
they might want me medium rare.
I just don't. I tell Jason all the time. It's like, remember the mermaid thing that came out? Like, they were trying to say mermaids are real. It was like the whole fake documentary, but people, they didn't tell you it was fake at first. Right. I keep telling Jason, I'm like, people have too many cell phones. If there really is a real Bigfoot, you would have seen it by now.
Exactly.
But he just refuses to believe. He wants to watch all those things, hunting for Bigfoot, searching for Bigfoot. I'm like, Bigfoot is you, babe. What are you talking about? Go put a suit on and you're Bigfoot.
Exactly.
He's Bigfoot.
You know.
I found him. I get the reward.
All right. I promise to tell you about what the Netherlands, what they'll pay for.
Okay.
This is true. Now I'm making fun of this. I think it's actually probably a good idea. Disabled people in the Netherlands get money from the government up to 12 times a year to spend on prostitutes.
Oh, my gosh.
What?
Gross.
That's about as liberal as you could be.
That is so gross.
Well, I'm sure it's legal there because it's legal in Amsterdam
and
all those places.
Obviously, they're giving them money.
So,
I would have a problem with my tax dollars going towards that. Sorry.
Me too.
Not sorry. And,
it's funny. You know what? It's amazing. I guess they don't have that problem. So,
that's so strange.
It is. It's, I know. So when you think of things that we waste money on here, spend money on here, think about that for a moment.
Wow.
Gross.
Yucky. You know when mom or when your girlfriend or your wife says, don't get me anything?
They don't mean it.
We don't. I don't think we really mean it. I think some people mean it.
Right.
You know, Mother's Day is coming up and you know, are you going to get your mom and your wife something, Tony? Are you regardless of what they say?
Here's what I did yesterday. As a matter of fact, I asked my wife yesterday because... I said to her, I said, do you want the kids to get you something for Mother's Day? Because, you know, Leslie has no money. Adam's doing fine, so he can do something. She goes, I don't care if they get me something. I just want them to acknowledge me.
Okay.
So, and we, the two of us, have stopped really doing gifts for a while now, you know.
Mm-hmm.
But I'd like to reinstitute that. Probably around Father's Day, but.
Well, they say a survey found that even if a wife or a girlfriend... Or mom says, well, not really mom, says, don't get me anything. 88% of men will ignore her wishes and get her something, which is great. That's very positive.
Yes.
However, 63% still expect a small gift, even if they say they don't want anything. Mm-hmm, so we might be saying those words, but we don't really mean those words.
Of course.
And I know you tell us all the time, just tell us what you want. But sometimes we want to be surprised.
I get it. Oh, it's, believe me, my son, a few years ago, when we said, what do you want for Christmas? He goes, you know me, find something. It's like, really? You know.
Wow.
So what'd you find?
I don't remember. We always, you know,
$20 bill. Here you go.
Yes, really.
I found something. A penny on the floor.
I found a card with no money in it. Suck it. But
maybe next time you'll tell me what you want.
That's right. You know, we usually find him something to do with music.
Oh, that's a good idea. Well, see.
He's got all sorts of musical stuff going on. But so I get it. It's just, you know, it's not, first of all, I can't surprise my wife. If I put it on the Visa card, she knows what it is, you know, where I got it, because she does all the bills.
That's a good excuse.
Thank you. I'm going to use that for the rest of my life.
I'm done with it. I think we need to start really. Does she get you things even when you say
yes? Probably the answer is that. I don't keep score, Christy, so I don't know.
But for guys, like as soon as you say, and I notice it with Jason too, and then I try to be okay with it, but then I realize I'm not, right? So I need to stop saying that.
Yes, you do. You need to stop saying that and just own up to it. Yes, I would like something.
Yes.
Find me something.
I would
get
like something.
Make me feel like I'm valued here.
Right.
Nothing wrong with that.
It doesn't have to be like monetary, but something. Do something, right?
Oh, you know what I tell Shane, and we've been doing this because I love massage and so does he. And so we'll be like, hey, tonight let's give each other massages.
You know, just stop.
It's so fun. And I've got all these special oils and things.
Yeah, it was fun when I was 20-something, too.
Yeah.
Now I'm 48. I've been married for a long, long time. It does not sound fun to me. It sounds dirty. Somebody's going to have to clean that up. There's going to be oil everywhere.
Oh, my gosh, Christine.
And somebody's going to get back knee.
Back knee. Oh, God.
Oh, it's so funny. I got him this, like, mint oil for his head because he loves it when I massage his head. Like, whenever we're sitting around, I'm always massaging his head. He just loves it. So I got him this tingly stuff that you can put on there. And then I ended up rubbing his face because I always like a face massage too, right? And he broke out. He totally broke out from this like head oil I got at Burlington Coat Factory for $4.99.
Oh, exactly.
I was like, do you feel it tingling yet, honey?
Yeah, I feel a big zit coming on.
Oh, and he had this huge pimple for a while. Mm-hmm. So that's going out of there.
Yeah. So anyway, good for you for doing the massage thing, but I think that ship has sailed for me.
Yeah, I get it. I totally understand it. Nerd news for you.
Nerd news. What do you got?
If you got some more.
I was going to tell you guys, I have a new love.
Ooh.
A love of ping pong.
Ping pong, right?
Yes, my fiance's son love their ping pong table, and see, he has a pool table as well. Uh-huh. We're done with the pool table. All we ever want to do is play ping pong.
That's awesome.
And I'm loving it. Do you guys play?
I used to have a ping pong table when we had our first cottage at the lake. I bought a ping pong table for the kids because we had a little game room, and it was great. Yeah,
it's so
a fun thing.
Much fun.
Yeah, it is.
And I'm not horrible at it. So
there you go.
Oh, that's good.
There you go.
That's always a plus.
Yeah.
So hey, you know, we could do this, incorporate this into an adult party as well, and have a ping pong tournament, guys.
Forget cornhole, we're playing ping pong.
How about beer ping pong?
Hit it in the cups. Oh wait, that's already a thing.
That's beer pong. Yeah.
I was never a beer pong guy.
Oh,
I don't like
neither.
Beer. So that's
oh my
it.
Gosh!
If I'm gonna play beer pong, I'll play with vodka.
I'm a germaphobe, and I'm not drinking out of that.
Yeah, I don't think a lot
so
of people
gross.
Are.
Gross.
I know.
Especially right now with COVID.
Yeah, exactly. All right, some nerd news.
Yeah.
All right, let me see if I can do this in a
you
nerd
mean,
voice.
Tony news.
5,200 tons of space dust fall on Earth every year.
Wow. 50.
Hold on. Let me see if I can get a nerd voice. Hold on. Let me put my
broken
glasses on.
Is that why there's so much
on.
Dust in my house?
That's why.
It's the space dust.
So here's the thing. Oh, I got to see. I got to try. I don't know if I can do a nerd voice. Can I do a nerd voice?
No.
Yeah, you
think
you
I should?
No. It's going to sound weird.
Let me try. Hold on. Okay.
Every year, 5,200 tons of interplanetary dust particles fall on the Earth's surface. No, I like it. These novel findings suggest that cosmic dust is the main source of extraterrestrial material on Earth, far exceeding the input from larger, more visible meteorites.
Sounds like Tom Brokaw-ish.
Tom Brokaw, far exceeding the...
that's in there.
which are considered... I can't do Tom Brokaw. I had a friend that used to do Tom Brokaw perfectly.
Oh, really?
There's a guy in radio. And matter of fact, one time I had him on the air. He called up... I don't know. He called Peter Jennings as Tom Brokaw in the office. Oh. And he recorded it. We played it on the air. He recorded it. And Peter Jennings went for it for about 5 minutes.
Oh, wow.
And finally, the guy, you know, copped to it. It was awesome. And Peter was really nice about it. He was very cool about it, you know. But yeah, no, I wish I could do Tom Brokaw. He finally retired, Tom.
Yeah, I saw that.
Not even doing election coverage?
No, he stopped.
He's done.
Wow, good for him.
I was on an airplane with him once. He got on an airplane. And he was in first class, of course. I was in steerage, but he came on with two tennis rackets. He was a mountain climber, a rock climber.
Oh my
goodness. He had a polo shirt on. His muscles in his arms were so monstrous.
Stop it, Tom
I swear
Brokaw.
To God, Tom Brokaw. And
wow.
Matter of fact, it was the same day I was flying out of Washington D.C. and I was in line with Tim Russert. Remember Tim Russert?
Oh yeah, absolutely.
From Meet the Press. Just the opposite of Tom Brokaw. He was a wonderful man. I loved him on his show, and he was just a regular guy from Buffalo.
Right.
And he was, you know, big pot belly and just, you know,
a little smooshy.
A little smooshy. I don't want to use the word slob, but not well-kempt, you know. And we were in the same line together at American Airlines. So they were probably coming from the same meeting or something. But, yeah, Brokaw was, he had two tennis rackets, and when he put them in the overhead bin, the muscles on his arms were popping.
Wow, I never knew.
This is going back about 40 years, so, you know, he was young. But, very, very, very in very good shape. So.
Huh, who knew Tom Brokaw?
I know, well, a rock climber, you know, I mean.
I pick things up, I put them down.
You know, and today when you're using Arnold Schwarzenegger on the air, I swear to God, even Arnold is doing Arnold now, okay?
Yeah.
It's not so really weird.
It can't be even him anymore, you know? Get to the chopper!
It's so great.
It's so good.
I just love his voice. He's the caricature of himself.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, totally.
So, all right, anything else on the pods?
I think we're good.
Would you like to hear more about space dust?
No, Tony, we're good with the space dust.
If you're hunting for interplanetary space dust.
No.
It's by no means an easy task.
Oh, my goodness.
All right. Warmin13.com. Click on it, share it, blah, blah, blah. See you tomorrow on the radio.
Bye-bye.
See ya.